News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Borgman. If you're looking for a big party, you should know the authorities are going around making certain there isn't one. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry yesterday said officers will be looking in on bars and restaurants, making certain there are no more people in those places than they're supposed to be by Florida law. And if there is, those establishments could lose their licenses. Throughout Florida, there have been over 3,200 deaths out of more than 109,000 cases of coronavirus. That's nearly 5,500 more cases than had been confirmed as of yesterday. Out of over 3,400 infections, about 200 more than 24 hours ago, 62 people in Duval County have died. In St. Johns County, they have 548 cases. Clay County's got 523, and there are 128 in Nassau. One of the two people who Jacksonville police say spray-painted the Andrew Jackson statue on Independent Drive is now out on bail. Danilo Quilatone Jr. was arrested Monday and released yesterday. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. America First with Sebastian Gorka brings an insider's view on politics. Hear about D.C. politics from those in D.C. Sebastian Gorka, weekdays, 2 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some of our usual light traffic on Phillips Highway northbound just before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we see a mix of clouds, sunshine, and haze. The high 96. Cloudy tonight with a low of 76. Right now it's 73 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New York and other states are telling Floridians if you plan to visit, you may have to quarantine for up to 14 days because of the coronavirus. Governor Ron DeSantis signs a teacher pay increase. Starting salaries will begin at $47,000 a year. And the Washington Post reports U.S. Marshals have been told they should prepare to help protect national monuments across the country.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
We'll take your calls in a few moments. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Don't forget the podcast up next after the morning show. Go to the website, WBOB.com, and right where you see that picture right there, it says Ed Dean Extra. Just click on that, and you can catch the podcast of me and Roger again, WBOB.com. Another hour. Let's continue with the news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson.
Protests turning unruly again. Demonstrators in Washington, D.C., burning an American flag just blocks from the White House and threatening will tear down the statue that celebrates Lincoln issuing the Emancipation Proclamation.
And that ain't it. There's a lot more going on besides that. That was from the Fox Business Network, Melissa Francis.
More chaos and unrest in major American cities. In Washington, D.C., the American flag going up in flames and protesters threatening to tear down the Lincoln Emancipation Memorial. Mm. The National Guard now being called in to protect statues in the nation's capital. Men with long guns gathered in Atlanta outside the Wendy's where Rayshard Brooks was killed, with some saying cops are not allowed. And over in Wisconsin, things took a violent turn at the state capitol, crowds toppling two statues, including one of a colonel who fought on the Union side in the Civil War.
Dana Perino, host of the Daily Briefing in the city of Tampa. Cops are being ambushed. Martha McCallum with the story.
Officers in Tampa, Florida responded to a call of possible shots fired and a possible gunshot victim. When they arrived on the scene, there was no victim to be found. Instead, a crowd of hundreds swarmed. Some people were aggressive, throwing bottles and jumping on top of the police vehicles. They injured two of the officers in what the chief now says is described as an ambush.
And some people even that agree with President Trump say the president is not doing enough. He needs to start arresting these people. The Washington Times editorial columnist Charlie Hurd.
The president, though, is that, you know, he strikes the correct line in talking about wanting to protect and preserve these things. But at some point, something has to be done. People, you know, in elections, people always vote economic security, and it's usually the number one thing. But the one thing that always trumps that is physical security. And so at some point, the president has to do something more than just talking about it. He has to do something that shows that he is actually stopping this stuff, that people are getting arrested for tearing down statues and defacing historical treasures in this country.
And it has been consistently going on, but New York Governor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo says, the protesters, come on, folks, they aren't overdoing it.
I don't think we've overdone it. And I think it's a healthy expression of people saying, let's get some priorities here and let's remember the sin and mistake that this nation made and let's not celebrate.
Hey, Roger, burn down a few flags, tear a few monuments. It's just a healthy expression.
Yeah, I don't know where the governor's coming from with that. You know, I mean, this is terrible. They're rioting and they're defacing federal monuments and national monuments that we are reflect upon our history. I don't see how that's acceptable in any way.
Martha McCallum had one of the leaders of the Black Lives Movement matter on her show this week. Hawk Newsom, the BLM, Black Lives Matter, Greater New York president, who has said that you give us what, listen to the clip, you, America, give us what we want or we will burn the system down.
You talking on a bunch of different interviews today, and you said, burn it down. You said, burn it down. It's time. So that makes me think that you want to burn it down.
I said, if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right. And I could be speaking figuratively. Okay. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation.
So it's a matter of it's a definition of what is.
He's not telling you which one he's talking about. He's just leaving it up to you to guess.
Yeah.
I guess he doesn't want to get arrested for making a terrorist threat.
Listen to this clip. Where do we get this? Was this from the Daily Caller? I don't know. Here is black police officers. How many of y'all, folks, you got to watch this. This is almost more entertaining than watching cops. Is watch these protesters getting in the face of these cops. And these cops are just sitting there chewing gum. I these cops want to deck these people.
What happened in Tampa, though, made my blood boil.
Okay, I'm going to get to that in a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
But what I'm saying, listen to this clip. So the cops are all being yelled at. Well, you do know, folks, there is a boatload of black police officers, women and men. Listen to a white lady. The news reporter kind of calls her and goes, wait a second. You're a white woman yelling at black police officers. This is what the clip says.
Right.
Isn't there something wrong with the visual here? Listen to what she says.
When you take off your uniform, are you afraid of police?
I have a question for you. You're white and you're telling this to two black police officers.
Yeah.
Do you see the problem with that a little bit?
No, I don't, because you know what? Just because I'm white and I haven't experienced racism myself doesn't mean I can't fight for justice. They're a part of the system. They're a part of the problem. Just because they're black doesn't mean they're not a part of the problem.
Gotcha.
I'm allowed to say this to whoever. Because I'm white, racism is a white person's problem.
Yep.
Racism is my problem. I need to fix it. That's why I'm here.
Wait, so white racism is a white person's problem, but I'm taking it out on the black police officers. That didn't make sense.
All I can say is when people get too emotionally worked up, a lot of times the logic kind of goes by the wayside and they don't think straight.
A new poll out here. You guys ready for this? A new poll, this is done by the Harvard Caps Harris poll, says that 58%, the majority of voters say that they believe statues of Confederate figures should not be taken down, but instead should be remained or remove them from, you know, the public places. No, keep them there. 71% of respondents. Now, I hope for those of you out there that are listening to this in your local community, 71% of respondents said that local governments should block groups from physically destroying the statues out there. 69% also said that they believe that news editors and CEOs should not lose their jobs if they criticize those of the Black Lives Matter area. Also, 77% of this poll said, and by the way, this was almost 2,000 registered voters here. This is done by the Center for American Political Studies at Harvard University. Okay. 77% said it was stupid. It was wrong for HBO Max to reintroduce the 1939 Civil War era film Gone with the Wind, adding it that they're going to remove it and add multiple historical context. Listen to the owner of Black Entertainment Television, founder Robert Johnson, what he said about taking down the Confederate monuments.
Look, the people who are basically tearing down statues, trying to make a statement, are basically borderline anarchists, the way I look at it. They really have no agenda other than the idea we're going to topple a statue because what? It's not going to close the wealth gap. It's not going to give a kid whose parents can't afford a college money to go to college.
Right.
It's not going to close the labor gap. Mm-hmm. It's not going to take people off welfare.
I could have kept going on. Here's more what he had to say. He was being interviewed. Listen to this.
People having fun that they can go out and pull down a statue and have the mistaken assumption that Black people are sitting around cheering for them, saying, oh, my God, look at these white people. They're doing something so important to us. They're taking down a statue of a Civil War general who fought for the South. Black people, in my opinion, Black people laugh at white people who do this. White Americans seem to think that if they just do sort of emotionally or drastic things, that Black people are going to say, oh, my God, white people love us because they took down a statue of Stonewall Jackson.
You know, I like what he has to say. I differ with him on the reparations, but I think he is dead on when it comes to that problem. COVID cases over the last month in the state of Florida, positive rates went from 2% to 14% in the month of June.
As we continue to cover what's been going on in Florida, another day of record cases. This is not all because of an increase in testing. Is that part of it? Of course. But if you look at the stats from May 17th, the percentage of people testing positive in Florida was 2.27%. As of the 19th of June, just that percentage of positive tests in the state all the way up to 14%. Now, it does fluctuate, but anything over 5%, the experts will tell you, should be a level of concern.
That was Colin McShane from the Fox Business Network. Colonel Michael Waltz, who's a Florida congressman, says, yes, cases have gone up, but when you look at the ID of hospitalization and death rates, they're flat.
The positivity rate, I think it is very, very important for all of us to also talk about the fact that, yes, the number of cases are rising, the positivity is rising, which I think makes sense as we open up and as we test more, but the hospitalization rate is relatively flat. The death rate is relatively flat. If you look from mid-May until now, when the opening began, that we were in about the same place. And I think it is worth remembering that the goal always was to flatten the curve so that our hospital systems could get the equipment that it needs, the PPE, the ventilators, the hospital space and the beds, and we've accomplished that.
Yep, so that's going to be the next debate. We'll have all of this debate coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. What were we saying about the face mask?
Well, they're saying the rate of infection of the COVID-19 in St. John's County is 0.02% from what I understand. And I was just being...
That's not a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I'm being facetious. Maybe because they're wearing face masks.
Hey, by the way, for those of you... We're going to get to the calls here. Hold on a second. There was a story. I got to pull this up here real quick. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This... Everybody talks about, well, you know, the Trump rallies are what's increasing all of the COVID... I'm like, really? One case? Listen to this. This is a story from the Washington Examiner this morning. You guys ready for this? Here we go. The Washington... This ain't by the big... I mean, I like the Washington Examiner. This is not one of the larger news publications. In L.A. County, in Los Angeles, in California, over 2,000 new cases a day. The L.A. County Public Health Director, Barbara Ferrer, she goes, it's highly likely, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Highly likely that the demonstrations led to the spike.
Now, obviously here, so. I mean, they're
in the state
quarters,
of Florida,
open up their mouths, yelling and screaming at the police, and, you know, there's got that say it, don't spray it, dynamic going on. Yeah, they're spreading COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you look at the protesters, like right here, that are, where's this one right here, where the protesters are yelling at the cops.
When you take off your uniform, are you afraid of police?
I have a question for you. You're white and you're telling this to two Black police officers.
Yeah.
Do you see the problem with that a little bit?
No, I don't, because you know what? Just because I'm white and I haven't experienced racism myself doesn't mean I can't fight for justice. They're a part of the system.
And I know I need to be going to college, and I know I need to go take a shower, and I know I need to be out there producing through an American economy and get that growth rate back up to 3% GDP, and I know I can go get a job, but somebody's probably paying me to go out and protest. By the way, do you have my room key? I need to get back to the motel so I can go out and protest again tomorrow. You know what?
It's a job.
You know, just spray them all down with deodorant, then they all run away, man, all right? 904-831-0600. Your call's coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on Powers Avenue headed south just before University Boulevard. Add an extra 2 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today we'll see a mix of cloud, sunshine, and hazy skies. The high 96. Considerable clouds this evening with the low of 76. Right now, 74 degrees.
Folks, are you tired of the broken promises from the Washington politicians? They promised to build the wall. They haven't. They promised to repeal Obamacare. They didn't. It's time we hold the Washington politicians accountable. Time we elect a businessman, not a politician. It's time we send Judson Sapp to Congress. Judson Sapp is a conservative businessman just like President Trump. Judson Sapp is a pro-life conservative, a life member of the NRA with an A rating. Judson Sapp will protect our Second Amendment rights and the rights of the unborn. Floridians can trust Judson Sapp to keep his word. Judson Sapp will stand with President Trump. Build the wall. Repeal Obamacare, support our veterans, and make America great again. New conservative leadership, businessman Judson Sapp.
I'm Judson Sapp, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Judson Sapp for Congress.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people create the perfect cemetery headstone. Our process is simple, no pressure, and our prices are surprisingly low. We install headstones, bronze markers, and upright monuments in any cemetery in the Southeast. We also offer bronze plaques for churches and schools. For more information and to see our work, please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
What are the true origins of Black Lives Matter and Antifa? We'll discuss with Peter Schweitzer on The Next America First with me, Dr. G. Plus, Boris Epstein will analyze what is John Bolton truly up to. Then Tom Homan, latest update from the border and the wall. And then lastly, Jennifer Horne with her crazy California update as usual.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Black Entertainment Television founder Robert Johnson says the protests pulling down statues won't change anything in the black community. A new poll finds most Americans think Confederate statues should remain. And the White House says tax rebates and direct checks will be included in another stimulus package.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, let's go to Doc real quick. He's been waiting. What's going on this morning?
Hey, guys, you played a clip of people burning the American flag. I want to point out two giant pink elephants of hypocrisy in the room. After 9/11, you could not find an American flag on the shelf. Black folks, white folks, Democrats, Republicans, we all were trying to get American flags. Also, in the early 90s, black people, we thought it was fad. It was the fad to have the Confederate flag. It was such a fad, a lot of rappers wore it, and Al Gore was running for VP, and Bill Clinton.
Hold on, wait. What rapper? Was this in the 90s?
Yeah, it was cool. Who? It was a lot of rappers.
Who?
I'll send you
the pictures of it.
Ed's a big rap fan, so you have to tell him who it is.
I just cover culture.
I can't post it, but I'll pull it up and I'll send it to you, Ed, so you can talk about it.
I need credible rappers. I don't need Little Duval. No offense to Little Duval.
He's a big guy.
I'm sure he is.
He's known nationwide.
Hot.
No, I mean, who are these? I mean, no, don't tell me it's Bubba Sparks. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I've never seen that happen.
It was hot, and I'll send it to you because you know I can eat. We can easily but, Google things these days.
Paul Wall.
Who?
You ever heard of Paul Wall?
Wait, is that he does like he's the guy from the islands, the white guy, right?
No, he's white. Yeah.
Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, don't tell no lies. One of those guys. Yeah.
He did the song about grills.
Grills. Let me see your what?
Grills.
Okay, that was Nelly asking. Okay, all right. So I want to see that. That I would like to see.
You got it, brother. I'll show send it to you. And, you know, and Bill Clinton and Al Gore, they even had it on their pin, you know, their campaign pin, the Confederate flag. You know, it's amazing.
All right. I mean, Bill Clinton was the original Bubba before Bubba Wallace. Hey, in the studios with us for the rest of the hour, plus we're still taking your calls, 831-0600. John Cozy is the COO of McGraw Council. Steve Beaman in the studios with us, the CEO of McGraw Capital. Hey, you know, COVID... Things are starting to maybe come back around. Does not everybody's burning monuments in every town, but does this put a hamper? You guys cover the economy. Does this put a hamper on the economy coming back?
I think it puts a hamper on the cities. I mean, if you look right now at people who might not want to travel to Seattle, Chicago, Dallas, pick your city, it's going to hurt those economies.
So you're out of Chicago, right?
I'm out of Chicago.
How bad is it up there in some of the protests?
You don't want to go downtown, period. And so you don't.
Well, heck, I don't want to go downtown when there is a protest.
In Illinois, we're still shut down. You need a biohazard suit to step
outside.
And
you already don't want to go on the south side. There's no place left in Chicago to go.
And you know, that's tragic. If you go 30 years ago in Chicago, you could go to the south side, and it was the African-American community. But I'm telling you, it was
very
safe.
Very upscale, middle class. My grandmother had a very nice home there, and now it's the gangs have taken over.
Well, and even in what were the poorer areas back then, it was still fun. You could go have dinner at a restaurant. You could have lunch out on the street
vendors. So, John, you came down from New York?
Yeah, from Long Island.
Did they, when you walked in the hotel, did they put a thing above you to scan your heat and all that kind of stuff?
No, but I had a couple of doctor's appointments in the last couple of weeks, and they give you the temperature check. At least
I know
it's
you're
still
fine.
In New
York. The big news is all the quarantine going on. Look at that. Yeah.
Okay.
The big news is all the quarantine stuff going on.
They're going to get me both ways. You know, coming down here on the plane, you had to fill out a form.
Are they going to slow the rephasing opening up there?
You don't see any evidence yet because you look at that little map of all the states and you know whether they're increasing, decreasing, and New York is still in the New England area in general.
But it's just happening in the cities, is it not, for the most part?
I would say it is indeed the cities.
So Cuomo just put on, we were talking about this morning, because Cuomo put on this restriction. If you come into New York from one of the hot zones like Texas, you have to self-quarantine for 14 days.
But you guys were already down here. But when you look at it, it's almost based on the honor system, is it not?
Indeed.
Down here it is.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it's talking to the small business people down here in Jacksonville and up where we do.
Right.
You feel it from these people. They're struggling to survive, whether it's a restaurant, a bar, a transportation company, a retailer. The stimulus was designed to help for a month, right? If you go back 2 weeks, this thing, and then we
summer
did 4 weeks.
Summer shut down for 2 months, yeah.
It's just these people are dying. In fact, the latest statistic is 25 to 40% of small businesses will just go out of business. And what do we say to these people? I'm sorry. I mean, it's tragedy at a Greek proportion. But John and I spend our lives with these people. And when you talk about people who need capital in their business and you look at what's going on, a lot of these companies took money from the government. It's a double-edged sword because now it's a loan they have to pay
back.
That's
right. The government shuts you down, but they're going to loan you money. Yeah.
And their margins aren't big enough to cover the loans.
I want to talk more about this on the other side. 831-0600. More of Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, and everybody else here. Coming up next, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 295 headed south, right between Phillips and 95, an accident has a right lane blocked. It's causing stop-and-go traffic, so add about 4 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of cloud, sunshine, and hazy skies. The high 96. Considerable clouds this evening with the low of 76. Right now, 74 degrees.
A coronavirus update brought to you by G&H Tires and Service. Open normal business hours. Another record day across Florida for new COVID-19 cases. 5,500 new cases were reported in the last 24 hours. A record for Duval County as well. 217 new cases. The percentage of positive tests also took a jump from around 10% to almost 16%. Florida has now seen more than 109,000 cases since this began. Duval County, just over 3,400. St. John's County, 548, Clay County, 523, and Nassau County, 128 cases. Some businesses are reevaluating their decision to open, and some are closing as they find a spike in infections in their place of business. While there are no plans for going back to safer-at-home measures, we are encouraged to wear a mask when you cannot remain socially distant, and continue to wash your hands frequently. Those precautions can help stop this spike in infections and allow us to get back to normal much quicker. Thank you for what you're doing to help stem the spread of this virus. Keep listening for more updates.
G&H Tires is open. G&H Tires at 10221 Beach Boulevard, east of Southside Boulevard, is a leader in name brand tires, wheels, auto repair, and brake services. G&H Tires is focused on customer service. Whether you drive a car, performance, or light truck, or SUV, G&H Tires has tires, custom wheels, and complete auto service, including oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, and transmission fluid flush. Foreign and domestic, bring it to G&H Tires. 10221 Beach Boulevard, east of Southside Boulevard. Call 904-997-9114 or visit www.ghtire.com.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
As I travel about and speak to so many people, I become more and more convinced that our personal relationship with Jesus Christ grows stronger every day as we continue to make attempts to be good stewards with what He's blessed us with. 1 Peter 1:15 says, "But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do." In all that we do, we are called to be holy, to be in the presence of God, to be drawing closer to God in all that we do and all that we are. The heart of our stewardship should begin with being holy in all that we do.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
All right, don't forget we got the podcast coming up next. Just go to WBOB.com, WBOB.com. Don't forget also download that app when you go to the website, but do it through your smartphones, your Android phones. If there is no pop-ups, there is no monthly cost. It's free. Many of you, thousands of you listen to us on your cell phones and smartphones. Go to WBOB.com, WBOB.com.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some states holding off on a further easing of coronavirus restrictions as the number of new cases continues to rise, particularly in the South and the West. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut requiring visitors from newly emerging virus hotspots, nine states in all, to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. They are demanding police budget cuts, hundreds of protesters gathering outside New York City Hall. Some residents and business owners have filed a class action lawsuit against the city of Seattle over the so-called CHOP zone. That's the neighborhood that's been taken over by protesters. Wall Street futures have been lower ahead of this morning's release of the weekly employment report. Right now, Dow futures down 268 points, S&P futures off 25 points. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Staggered attendance based on grade and remote learning will be the two new normals at Duval County Schools this fall. Superintendent Dr. Diana Green says parents will have the options of, one, sending their kids to school 5 days a week, two, mostly online learning, some school visits, and three, completely online learning. She says that'll also help maintain social distancing. There's a phone scam going around. JEA officials saying someone's been calling people up, saying your service will be turned off within half an hour if you don't immediately pay a certain amount of money. No one's service is being cut off right now, so don't buy into it.
Yesterday saw record-high one-day increases in the number of coronavirus infections, both in Duval County and the state of Florida. Statewide, there have been over 3,200 deaths out of more than 109,000 cases. Out of over 3,400 infections, 62 people in Duval County have died. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On 295 headed south, right between Phillips and 95, an accident has a right lane blocked. It's causing stop-and-go traffic, so add about 4 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. The high reaches 96 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with an overnight low of 76. Right now, 75 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New York and other states are telling Floridians, if you plan to visit, you may have to quarantine for up to 14 days because of the coronavirus. Governor Ron DeSantis signs a teacher pay increase. Starting salaries will begin at $47,000 a year. And the Washington Post reports U.S. Marshals have been told they should prepare to protect national monuments across the country.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, so I just, Doc sent me the, here we go, Little John and the East Side Boys.
He sent me three more.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
looks like the Andre 2000, Kanye West, and I don't know who this third guy is.
Is that Ludacris right there? One of the
Luda.
Look at this.
And Luda, he's going to the Hip Hop Hall of Fame if they ever create one. I
mean, look
he's a big
at this.
Deal. He's
Who's the other one right there with the belt buckle?
That would be, that's Andre 3000 from Outkast.
And by the way, you know where all these groups are from? Atlanta.
Technically not 100% right. Ludacris is from Chicago.
Ludacris got his claim and fame out of Atlanta.
That's true. But he was born in Chicago.
The East Side Boys were more with Little John. That was more out of Louisiana. And Andre 3000 is guys from the South. Interesting on that one. I know. We're talking Japanese to some of you out there, but me and Roger are talking English. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, John Cozy is the COO of the McGraw Council. Steve Beeman is the CEO of McGraw Capital. Good to have. Oh, I'm sorry. McGraw Council, McGraw Capital, the other way around. So anyway, I'm sorry. I always get everything mixed up here. They're going to be part of our podcast later today. 831-0600, 904-831-0600.
New bill that would let some small businesses apply for a second loan from the PPP program.
They're rolling out or introducing a proposal called the Prioritized Paycheck Protection Program that they're calling P4. And to qualify for that, it would only apply to small businesses that already have a PPP loan, but that money has either completely run out or is on track to do so. You also have to experience a 50% loss in revenue due to coronavirus.
That's a Fox Business Network, Hillary Vaughn. So let me start with you, John Cozy. I don't know how many of these. I mean, so we have stimulus, which is separate from PPP. We have money that's been invested into liquidity markets, which technically, okay, it's not going to companies. And then we have the money that's been through. This thing's all over the map. What are we PPP? I mean, we're talking about another one now. My question to you, are we going to see another one for small business?
I don't see how we can avoid it, Ed. I mean, we're in the situation where.
Well, you act like it's a bad thing.
No.
You said avoid it.
Don't let the expression on my face fool you. But I think it's inevitable. The government's trying to throw everything it can at a situation they've never seen before. So, you know, as Steve was alluding to before, you got people, small businesses, a bunch of them aren't going to survive. It's not their fault.
Okay.
So I think the government's going to try to do as much as they can to help them. Yeah, why not get another round in there?
Okay, so here's the question. Now, unemployment is still high. I don't know if we're, by the way, I don't think, are we going to see unemployment below 10% this year?
No.
Okay, I'm with you on that. Do you think, by the way, do you think we're going to hit the market pre-COVID? I don't think we're going to see 29,000 this year. What do you think?
I don't think so either. I think what you're going to have is a second wave of economic disaster when the government loans run out in August And now you've got state governments that are broke, so you're going to start seeing government layoffs.
Wow.
I think we haven't begun to see the end of this.
So this is just a blip of good news with the market. I mean, the job place has nowhere but to go back up.
United Airlines announced on October 1st they're releasing like 30% of their management staff. It was a crazy number. And it was after September 30 because they're not legally allowed to because of the fundings they got until October 1st.
But everybody asks John, like the only people that got laid off are all restaurant employees. He said those jobs are all come back.
That's not the only people that got laid off. I mean, other industries got laid off too because they couldn't produce. I mean, we fund other businesses. That's
right.
What we do for, you know, that's our line of business. We fund HVAC companies. Well, what are they? Heating, air conditioning, stuff like that. They had to lay off people even though they were considered critical. They had to lay off people because in New York City, the New York City buildings were shut down. And they wouldn't let their people into the buildings to maintain it. So, I mean, there's this roller coaster type of effect is going up and down. It's like, will they let us in? Will they let us out? And to add on what Steve was saying before, you know, airlines, Qantas Airlines announced today they're laying off 6,000 people. They just can't avoid it. There is this wave that we don't see. And you said it
really,
correctly, Steve, that, you know, when the money runs out, what's going to happen? And we've got businesses that we fund. We don't know if they're going to make it or not, depending on whether or not they're going to get another round of stimulus.
I was going to say, one of the kind of hidden pain points in this are nurses. Across the country, you've seen medical staffs released from hospitals because you can't do voluntary surgeries.
Yeah, but those numbers I would think would come back because now we're allowing elective surgeries.
Yeah, but how many of the people are coming back in to get them? I mean, we're starting to see
the hospitalization rates are going back up.
And so this thing is hitting across the segments.
All right. Hold on. Let me play for you a clip. This is from Cutlow has said that they got another round of a tax rebate. I don't think that's even going to pass. And they want to have direct checks. But listen to Fox Business Network Ashley Webster. The third quarter starts by what? First or in the middle of July? First of July, right?
Yeah.
This is what they say about the third quarter. Listen
to
this.
As the economic data continues to come in further and further down the line, it is going to get better and better and better. We hit rock bottom in mid-March to late March, and now it's a slow climb back, and the optimism is certainly being reflected in the markets. I think we could see one of the best third quarters for numbers ever.
All right. So, third quarter goes from July, August, September.
Right.
Then you're saying that, hey, it could be another economic another disaster during that time or after that time?
I think coming shortly after. And I will tell you, I've been an optimist all my life. I can't stand pessimists. I can't stand people who think the worst will happen. But on this one, I'm looking at it going, the infrastructure, the basic supply chain has been screwed up. We're going to see dislocations throughout this system.
Okay, you mean dislocations in English? What do you mean for the audience?
What's going to happen is like we were talking about. When the funding runs out, the companies that hire people won't be coming back. So there's going to be no jobs for these people when the unemployment benefits come out.
Right.
We waited maybe too long. But again, going to your point, the federal government is throwing everything they have at this. The Fed has jumped in. We've got, $6 trillion they allocated
to
this thing. They're going to put more out into the economy as best they can to stimulate it. They're going to try in this new round, they're going to go to the micro businesses and try to keep them alive.
I mean,
because that's where the jobs come from.
So John Cozy with the COO of McGraw Capital, and of course, Steve Beamer here is the CEO of McGraw Council. So go to McGrawCouncil.com, McGraw Capital as well. Go ahead, John.
Ed, I just want to follow up on what Steve was saying. The clip sort of saying that, you know, this is going to be one of the best third quarters. I've got news for you. This is like lying with statistics. I mean, the stock market crashed down at the end of March, and then it came back in April, and we're going to have one of the best second quarters since 1975, percentage-wise.
But well, sure.
What does it mean? I mean, because you had such a low bar, and if you're going to go up, it's going to look really good.
Hey,
so what does that really tell us about what affects you and me? And
when you talk about the government, even here locally, you guys do a lot of small business funding. All right, and I want to get into this because the government why didn't they partner? I know you guys wanted to partner up with the state, and with other municipalities as a bridge loan because people need it. I mean, these small business administrators, these things could take weeks before they get their funding. You guys can do it in days. My question, let me start with you here first, Steve. Why is it that the government, in many states, by the way, because you guys not just only do here in Florida, you guys got a lot of clients in Florida, but throughout the country, why is it the government just decided, well, we want to become the ultimate dad instead of partnering with our brothers to help fund out the rest of the family. Why did they they didn't seem to want to partner up with many other companies. Why?
You're going to hit a sore spot with me. First of all, kudos to Ron DeSantis. I think he's done a great job here in Florida. But let's go up to Corruptville, Illinois.
Okay.
They did have a bridge program for the small business community. If you wanted to be part of Illinois' short-term funding program, you filled out a merchant cash advance application to his son-in-law's, our Speaker of the House, his son-in-law's company.
How come he's not being looked at by the feds for that? Is that legal?
Oh, it's legal because the Attorney General in Illinois is guy's daughter-in-law.
But John, you get my question. What I'm saying is that the government lately, even when some of the Democrats brag, and if you're going to go down this route, I would go along with it. Instead of just the government, now it's private partnership, bringing more of the marketplace, but there's still a partnership, if you like that word, mm-hmm. between government and private sector. For example, you got a bank that may go along with a certain city. What I'm saying is why are we not seeing more of this? I mean, you guys come in and say, listen, we do bridge loans. We help out individuals. We help out a lot of small companies out there. If I was an elected official, that keeps my profit and loss for taxes down. It makes my government books look good by saying I'm not going into a deficit. We've got money to help out other needs. If I would do more partnership up with other businesses, and there didn't seem to be many government or elected officials wanting to do that. Why?
I think the government's trying to do the best they can with what they've got. What my partner Steve Beeman was just saying is that you had elected officials that were trying to help.
Right.
Quote unquote, you know, by lining the pockets of perhaps what would be
set there. That to the side. What I'm saying is if I can't do a good cleanup, I hire Waste Management, Waste Pro, I privatize it out. So what I'm saying.
But Ed, think about this for a minute.
Why are we not doing more of this?
Well, where are the state governments going to go for that? They're going to go to the people they know, the larger banks. The larger banks can't do that stuff. They're so restricted in their ability to lend money. They can't do that. So the people with the distribution power can't do it. So the state governments just kind of said, we'll wait until the federal money comes in.
So is that where we're going with all this? And by the way, what about all we see about pre-COVID bailouts and things like that? I mean, listen, I don't know how you're not going to stop it, John. These people, whatever you want to say, the government elected officials, because my question is well, what date was it? February? Because not all states were the same. Some states didn't even shut down. Was it March? When did you guys decide to kind of turn off the spigot, or you couldn't turn it back on? You sit back and go, hey, this is when we started losing revenue based on COVID. Is the government going to really come back and dictate, okay, this money was pre-COVID, post-COVID, you could use it for your pensions, you can't use it for your pensions. You really think the Fed's going to be able to account for all that?
Well, Steve started to recognize this stuff at the end of January. We cut back our funding at the end of February because we were worried about what was going on.
You saw it coming, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, you saw it coming, but you didn't know. I mean, look, my job is to be a pessimist because I'm trying to underwrite, you know, risk. Now, we're changing our underwriting from, we're always looking at not only the liquidity needs of a business, now we have to look at their solvency needs. In other words, are they going to survive? Now, the government's trying to figure this out as they go along. We even told our clients, we encourage our clients, go with the PPP or the EIDL loan.
Right.
So the Paycheck Protection Program, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. We're telling them, go there, that's cheaper money. And by the way, when you get that cheaper money, you can repay the expensive money. You know, we want you to survive. We want to be your partners. The government's still trying to figure this out. The question is, when is the next wave of money going to come through? How long, how much is it going to be? And will those companies be able to really get it, to receive the money?
When on the other side, I want to talk about the 2020 election coming up. Is it going to be based on COVID? Is it going to be based on defunding the police? Or is it going to be on the, as you guys cover all the time, the economics, the jobs, and everything else? And is there a chance that Biden could win on some of this? So we're going to talk more about this coming up next. Ed and Roger and the rest of the gang, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. You'll still need to add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. The high reaches 96 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with an overnight low of 76. Right now, 75 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change. Brought to you by Badcock Home Furniture and More in Callahan. Your style, their credit.
a high school senior, was heartbroken when he saw all of the damage caused to his hometown after a protest. There were broken bottles and masks and other kinds of trash just all over the roads. So he did something about it. He spent 10 hours picking up everything and sweeping the streets spotless. The student didn't think much of what he did, but word spread fast. And it spread to the right people. A beautiful red Mustang was given to him totally free of charge. Then an insurance agency hopped on board and said they'll cover the first year's insurance. And if that wasn't enough, the student was given a full ride scholarship to the local college. He said he's grateful for everything and can't wait to continue his education, but above all, hopes his late mom is proud. All of this just from cleaning up a street. Now that's good news.
Summer is here, and Badcock Home Furniture and More in Callahan is ready. You'll find everything for the outdoors: grills, mowers, blowers, trimmers, and chainsaws. Plus, Badcock has recliners, big screen TVs, computers, and tablets. In fact, Badcock Home Furniture and More has the whole store on sale. No credit is refused and delivery is available. Summer is here, and Badcock Home Furniture and More on US 1 South in Callahan is ready.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard us talk about the 5-year warranty on all the watches we sell, but really, to talk about guarantees and warranties, you have to look at our history of over 90 years in business. Underwood's entire reason for existence is and has been to offer the finest things, which will bring such satisfaction that both the giver and the receiver will want to come back, and hopefully they'll tell their friends about us. To do this means we've got to try our hardest to satisfy every customer, and all of our people understand that. Now, I'm sure over the years we've made a few mistakes, but we've never failed to make good on any Underwood piece that was returned to us with a legitimate problem. Our entire reputation wouldn't mean a thing if we didn't conduct ourselves that way. Simply put, conducting our business with honesty and integrity is a lot more important to Underwoods and our customers than all the guarantees, warranties, and other contrived legal obligations in the world. And you have our word on that.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The White House says tax rebates and direct checks will be included in another stimulus package. Black Entertainment Television founder Robert Johnson says the protests of pulling down statues won't change anything in the black community. And a new poll finds most Americans think Confederate statues should remain.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The president, though, is that, you know, he strikes the correct line in talking about wanting to protect and preserve these things, but at some point something has to be done. People, you know, in elections, people always vote economic security, and it's usually the number one thing, but the one thing that always trumps that is physical security. And so at some point the president has to do something more than just talking about it. He has to do something that shows that he is actually stopping this stuff.
That's from the Washington Times, Charlie Hurt. It's amazing. So we got the introducer who's with me, and Ed Dean and Roger Henderson, John Cozy from McGraw Capital, Steve Beeman, the CEO of McGraw Council. Go to McGrawCouncil.com. So everybody, well, where's Trump on this? And Trump doesn't. Can I ask a question, John? You've been an analyst on TV. You've done reporting before. Let me ask you this: I mean, where's been the you know, Pelosi and Biden and all these riots that are taking place? And the question is, does this? BLM had a popularity Rasmussen poll around 59-60%. I was saying this earlier. COVID shutdowns, people support it. Then the economic disaster came in, and then the tide started turning. Is this tide going to start turning against some of those with the protesters? What do you think?
You know, I'm going to toss that one over to Steve because he's got more of a beat on this than I do.
Are you running for office?
I'm not smart.
I'm saying the analysis.
I do politics. I do business funding.
I know.
I mean, but I do investing.
I give credit to my partner for knowing how to go out and handle that right. But
John lives in the suburbs, and Steve lives in the city.
So. Right.
Yeah, well, the reality on this thing is that you're right. People in, again, that great middle of America, right? They get tired of stuff. When you look at Fauci, he was a hero at the beginning of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
8 weeks into it, he starts to become a bum. People get tired of things. I think the whole movement, there isn't an American citizen who wasn't disgusted by what we saw in Minneapolis.
Right.
There, 90% of us support the Black Lives Matter concept. But we know that it was taken over by Antifa. We know that it was morphed into this anarchy thing. And I think middle America, and I would put the African-American community in it too. I think they're going to come and say, you know what, enough is enough.
The Rasmussen
poll already shows that, you know, Black people are probably less enthusiastic about Black Lives Matter than Democratic white people.
You know why?
Completely.
Hey, you know why? Because Black Lives Matter are too busy in the downtown. They're not doing it in the Black communities. If you're going to do a march, why not do it in the community that needs the attention overall?
I mean, it's very reminiscent of the 60s, right? We burned down the cities. How did it change anybody's lives? It just burned down the city.
Okay, economics. Okay, John, let's get to that. The numbers show Trump will still win 54% to Biden, maybe 42, 43, on the economy. Does the economy, I would assume, does it become the top tier issue or a top three issue?
Well, it depends on what's going to be happening the last 6 weeks before a race is what I'm hearing.
Right.
And I'm just, you know, repeating what I'm hearing. It at the end of the day, Clinton beat Bush the first because of the unemployment rate.
Right.
You know, and people who are unemployed basically took it out of the polls. So what's going to be happening 6 weeks before the election is going to be paramount in how President Trump handles that. And at this point, you know, maybe candidate Biden just has to sit back and listen and, you know, hope Trump does something and stumbles and he's going to win by default. We don't know.
You don't think it's going to be a U-shape or a V-shape return, is it?
Well, it's
maybe going to be a W, down, down, who knows?
It might be a crooked W. In other words, the right V on the W is going to be a little higher than the left V. We may have bottomed. We don't know for sure. We do know that the government's throwing everything at candidates. So I would feel that maybe the low point was, you know, earlier this year. But we're probably going to hit another low point.
Man, that's going to be interesting. How bad is it get on the next round you think it's going to take place?
I think so much is going to come down in this election to what Trump does do. If he gets reelected, and I'm a policy person, not a politician person,
right.
The policies that will be enacted will include individual tax cuts, which we need.
Right.
I think a payroll tax holiday, which we need. I think a movement towards supporting small business, which we need. The entirety of the reason that McGraw Council exists is that small business is the heartbeat of America. If you eliminate small business, you eliminate the American dream, you eliminate WBOB radio, you eliminate all of this stuff that's made this nation great. So if we stand together as a small business community, I think we can get the policies enacted out of the states and the federal government that help us survive. And that's what this is all about at this point.
All right, 8:54, and you guys are going to hang out with us for the podcast.
If you'll let us.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, more on the other side. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. You'll still need to add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. The high reaches 95, mostly cloudy this evening, with a low of 75. Right now it's 77.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
In my daily Bible reading, I'm again encountering those many false gods the ancient Israelites worshipped instead of the God who brought them out of Egypt and performed many mighty works before their eyes. In modern America, too many are worshipping false gods, including, I fear, too many Christians. One doesn't need to set up a golden calf or Asherah pole to worship a false god. In today's America, our false god is politics. The TV networks and newspapers are consumed by it. It's all talk radio hosts talk about. Have we forgotten the verse that says, anyone who's a friend of the world cannot be a friend of God? And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds? And put not your trust in princes and kings, mortal flesh cannot save? Is it important who leads our nation? Yes. Is it paramount? No. Just as with the virus, it's less important how many years we spend on earth, and of greater importance where we're headed after we die. Let's stop worshiping politics and turn our attention to the only God there is. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, coming up next is the webcast. Me and Raj and the rest of the gang. A lot of issues that you may hear on the morning show, we kind of extend them. But what's really great about the podcast is a lot of things that we dip our feet on the morning show, we go a lot further. We talk about other issues, which we're going to do today. So just go to WBOB.com and click on the Ed Dean Extra. By the way, we've got the big NRA. It's a big cookout, barbecue, banquet, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be laid back coming up Saturday, August the 8th. I'm going to be giving away some free tickets. I'm going to be getting a couple of tables. You guys can win prizes. We don't sell or give away the guns. Friends of the NRA. First goes Friends of the NRA. If you want to go, it's all the proceeds go to charity. If you email me and tell me why everyone and the brother's going to want to get on with this. This is mostly for gun people. Shoot me an email, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Thankful to God every day for the show. All of you that tune in, Steve Beam and John Cozy, good to see you guys.
Great to be here, and thanks for your app, because I listen to WBOB in Chicago.
I appreciate it. John does it in New York. All right. COVID-free, by the way. All right. Ed and Roger, ready to go tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB.